There has been a lot of talk about inflation lately, and the ag commodity sector is certainly a source of a lot of that. From lumber to corn and beans and hogs and cattle, all are at or near multi-year highs. And at the Chicago Board of Trade, a lot of volatility in those commodities over the last few sessions. Beans, wheat, and corn have all been up double digits and down double digits. And more volatility was provided by the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate report, known as WASD. The report that dropped at 11 o'clock Chicago time on Wednesday was seen by traders as bullish on soybeans and bearish on corn and wheat. But just what is WASD and why do we have it?
The WASD is a very significant report because it helps to set prices. It helps with the price discovery process. And we believe, therefore, that it makes markets operate more efficiently.
That's Mark Jekinowski, the chairman of the group that puts the report together, the World Agricultural Outlook Board. He says the report helps
to establish an overall view of how tight the markets are, you know, whether demand is exceeding supply or if production is exceeding demand and we're building up stock.
And those conclusions generally move the markets.
We go to great lengths to try to avoid any kind of errors in our numbers.
But the WASD numbers are often criticized by traders, farmers, and others for being too bullish or too bearish, or both.
People scrutinize them, and folks in industry, they're also doing their own balance sheets. So they're comparing their own analyses against ours. I mean, there's always differences of opinion, and we get a lot of questions about that. We get sometimes criticism. We get public criticism about it at times if specific analysts or journalists might disagree with the numbers, but that's not an error.
Jekinowski points out that while critics have a lot to gain or lose based on the report, he and his staff have no skin in the game. They are not allowed to trade in the commodities that they report on.
It's completely unbiased, it's completely objective, and it's also completely non-political. The secretary signs the reports, but signs them before seeing them, so there's no political influence either.
Mark Jekinowski. Today's Farm to Your Belly feature is, it's National Nutty Fudge Day. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.